conversation towards something else, something normal.
"What have you got planned for the rest of the week, then?" he said.
I counted things off on my fingers. "I've got to take Glenn to the vet for her vaccinations," I said, "and I've got a Christmas night out at the safari park to organise. Their website says that they're closed for winter, but I'm sure I'll be able to persuade them." We went outside and stood by the doorway for a moment, enjoying the sunshine. He rubbed his face, then looked over my shoulder towards the trees. He cleared his throat again, one of the many perils of being a smoker.
"Eleanor, did you get my email about that concert? I was just wondering whether..."
"Yes," I said, smiling. He nodded, looked closely at me, and then slowly smiled back. The moment hung in time, like a drop of honey from a spoon, heavy, golden. We stood aside to let a woman in a wheelchair and her friend go inside. Raymond's lunch break was almost up. I had the rest of the day to spend however I wanted. "Bye then, Raymond," I said. He pulled me in for a hug and held me for a moment, tucking a strand of hair behind my ear. I felt the warm bulk of him, soft but strong. When we broke apart, I kissed his cheek, his bristles all soft and ticklish.
"See you soon, Eleanor Oliphant," he said.
I picked up my shopper, fastened my jerkin, and turned towards home.
We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Eleanor Oliphant is Completely Fine by Gail Honeyman. This program was produced by White House Sound Limited for Harper Audio. Text copyright 2017 by Gail Honeyman. Production copyright 2017, HarperCollins Publishers. All rights reserved.